N4VWA. N4MMW. 4VWA. N4MMW.
Send 0TR.
Find that hole in the fence again. Mama can't find you.
Captain, we're headed to Ingalls.
Somewhere every day, don't you?
Yeah, but not necessarily. We went out late. What was it, last night? Yeah, just to get out. We hadn't been out all day. And oh, the day before I had an allergic reaction to some medication they give me. And I was down, let me tell you.
Things like that happen. It takes several days to get over it.
It did. They give me some stuff for a rash, a fungus, and Bernice said, you know, you took something for that, for fungus years ago, like 30 years ago, for toe fungus, and reacted to it, but I never got sick from it. They just noticed my liver counts were going up, and they discontinued it, but they monitored it. I'd only taken this 2 days, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and oh, geez, those reactions are bad.
I've ever had was, you know, just break out into a rash. That's all I've had. Other than that, nothing's ever bothered me. Speaking for old Steve, he's supposed to be over here at the barbecue place with this, our little group, and I ain't heard him on the radio this morning.
Well, we're sorry for the delay. There was a neighbor lady we had to say hi to here in Ingalls parking lot. No, I haven't either, but I've just been out mobile to go to the fruit market here, which isn't far for us, 5 miles. And we went to pay the water bill. We just like to drive up there for the ride, and it's about another 4 or 5 miles north. And then we come over to Ingalls to get some few necessities. I think Bernice said mold meal, what else? Cream of wheat, I should say, and some celery seed for, she's making relish and canning it. It's a gloomy old day, but the air quality out here, it just doesn't go with congestive heart failure.
I had gone a little service call last night myself to a guy's house down here in Malden. He's got all kinds of health issues, and his compressor went out, so I'm up here trying to get one so we can put it in tomorrow morning.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a terrible thing. I think we just head for the kids' lake house or something like that happened, because we just couldn't tolerate it, me particularly. I don't know. You know what this feels like? When we had was headed to Vietnam, we stopped at Midway and then Wake. And I stepped off that air-conditioned airplane in Wake Island, and I'm telling you, I thought, this just ain't going to work for old Tom.
Used to it. It's rough coming off of air-conditioned out in the humid wall. Most people can't handle it.
Well, you know, they found that out in Vietnam. They told us, and I don't know if it's true or not, that they had removed the air conditioners from the Army officers' barracks and put them in the flight crews of the Navy. And you know, that went over about like a pregnant high jumper.
I bet that was a rot.
K4BWA.
There he is, Jimmy. Go ahead, Steve.
Jimmy, you on your way to the lunch?
In the parking lot looking at two others.
Well, good. Listen, let everybody know I'm on my way, but I won't be there probably till almost 12 o'clock, so I'm running late. I got a couple of contractors working up here at the house, and I've got them to a point where they can keep working until I can get back. So, long and the short of it, I'm on my way, Bo. Just tell them to go ahead and start without me.
We sure will.
Not you would, but, you know, the rest of them, they're kind of polite, and, you know. Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
morning, Steve. Okay, except for the air quality out here is really bothering me today. So we're going to stay inside. We just been doing some errands to the fruit market. And by the way, they're going to try to keep that fruit market there at Fisher's, just north of 101 in Wade Hampton, and on 101, open until October this year, which is a blessing. We love them peaches. And oh, the blackberries this year are big as your thumb. They are delicious, so we got some of those for us and the grandkids.
I'm going to jump out. We're sitting up here. We're going to go up here with all this group, and I'll talk to you later. You enjoy your day and stay in the air conditioning. N4MFW Mobile.
Okay, Jimmy. Cheers and beers, and we'll catch you down the line, buddy. It's N0TR. Steve, I'm going to go ahead and go on in the grocery store here. You have a good day, too. Nice to get together with your friends. It's N0TR.
Improper racial comments on their Facebook.
That say again?
Well, they fired five guys where this fellow works for making improper racial, apparently racial slurs of some sort, what they considered racial slurs on the internet. Not on the internet, but on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's all that stuff's good for. I don't do it. I consider it a security risk. I thought that was just for family and friends, and you could lock everybody else out. But I don't know anything about it. I shouldn't comment. But my daughter says there's all kinds of political stuff in there, so she don't want to hear any of it, of course. But I didn't realize they'd done that on there either. But that don't seem proper, because anything you say nowadays can be taken as racial, it seems like. And I'm just not politically correct. I wasn't born that way.
Yeah, and that's all it takes. Just be glad you're not working today. And I'm going to tell you something. If you think back during World War II and the rise of Hitler, son, that is the actual definition of fascism. I mean, they control everything about you.
That's exactly right, Steve, and that's exactly, I'm sorry to say, what the Democratic Party's trying to do. It's very much that way. I think all these riots, I noticed the other day there was 175 arrests up there in one of them cities that are protesting. 121 of them were from outside of that city. They weren't even from there, and they think they were paid. They all had new clothes on and money in their pockets.
Yeah, and you know who's paying for it too, don't you?
Yeah, there's no doubt. They're just trying to make it look bad so President Trump won't get reelected. And I think that's kind of the way they treated the Jews back over there that you mentioned.
You're exactly right, Tom. So welcome to the new fascist America.
Well, ignorance by complacency is no excuse for anything in my book, Steve. And just to stand by and let this go on, it just ain't in the cards. I landed the 82nd Airborne in them cities a long time ago, but you just can't do it.
To me, is that idiot in Portland is blaming Trump for the violence in his city, that he will not use his own police force to quell. And he won't allow Trump to bring the National Guard in to stop it. And he's basically relinquished multiple city blocks of that city over to the control of the Black Lives Movement and these fascists. It's just unconscionable. I cannot imagine. And they're blaming Trump for that.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be discussing politics or religion here anyways, but you're preaching to the choir. And I don't think Trump has anything to do with the National Guard. I may be wrong. That's the governors of the state, and they can call him out. And like you said, I don't think he has. And all I say is, what you sow, so shall you reap. So we better get off that sudden. I'm right in line with you, Steve. Anyways, I better go check on Bernice. She's disappeared into Ingalls here, and you have a good lunch. This is Gerald TR.
Tom, try to behave yourself today, buddy. And tell you what, I've got to stop my wife from watching the news this morning. She went out of here in a foul mood this morning after she saw what the University of South Carolina did. And I know what you mean. So, anyhow, get in there and keep Bernice straight. I'll talk to you later, brother. KN4, VWA, clear up your final.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, I see we're in Anderson. They got a petition going to for this. He was a real nice black guy that played this black superhero. Oh, I forget what you call him. Black Knight or something. I don't remember. I don't know. Don't pay any attention to it. And they want to take a Revolutionary War statue down and replace it with his. Now, I think the boy deserves a statue. He was incredible. Although I don't watch movies, but what he done was great. He had colon cancer while he was doing it and everything else. He was a good student and an excellent example of a person the way they should be. And to put him a statue up, just fine. But to destroy history to do that, no. That's just not right. It's stupid. We need to remember things so they won't be repeated. History will repeat itself. You can't destroy it. You can try, just like you say. Oh, Adolf did, but didn't pay off in the end, and we'll pray that it don't pay off in the end this time. I'm clear. 73, Steve. This is in 0TR.
Attention to commercials. I don't recall what it was for. Oh, he made some good music over the years.
He did. I don't agree with his lifestyle, but he made some good songs. We listened to Willie's Roadhouse on satellite all the time in the car, and then we listened to 60s on 6 mostly. Those two. But advertisements, you know, I find that I got Fox News on there. Every time I turn to it, it's commercial, so I just don't do it. And I don't listen to the news anyways. We turn it off, mute it, and then listen to the weather. And then go back to Grid or MeTV or something good. How's your construction coming along, Steve? There, so you must have went in a hole.
Get under a primary transmission line. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, just like Verizon or whoever that is.
Yeah, what I said was is they ought to be gone by about 2 o'clock after I get back from lunch. They're putting the flue pipe, the stainless steel metal asbestos insulated chimney pipe, from the ceiling out through the roof so that I can run my wood stove this year.
Outstanding. That's good stuff. Boy, it's expensive. I can't imagine what that costs now. We had a heck of a time affording that back when we was in Kansas when I built my first indoor wood stove. It was like $50 a joint.
Stuff is not expensive to manufacture. What the real cost is lawyers and liability coverage from the manufacturer. You know, they got to cover themselves from all the idiots out there in the world. Like you say, they walk amongst us. And people that don't install it right, you know, all this kind of stuff, and they burn their house down. But if you do it right, hey, it's as safe as safe. It's safer than driving.
I know I put in some sheetrock that was firewall type sheetrock behind my stove. I remember doing that, Steve. Yeah, I had an allergic reaction to a drug the other morning. I'm going to have to start watching those CDLs on TV. You know what CDLs are, don't you? No, that's my saying. It's cars, drugs, and lawyers. That way I can sue somebody for giving me the wrong drug.
Okay. Cars, drugs, or lawyers. I tell you what, that's a good one. You know, years ago I ran across this doctor, and he retired. I ran across him again when he was about 88 or 90 years old. And I said, well, how have you been doing? He says, well, I had a complete career from start to finish. And he says, I covered the MCH just fine. That's MCH. He says, yeah, moles, colds, and holes.
Well, I'll tell you for sure. See, I had that hernia mesh put in, so I could sue him for that. I see that's on there now. I took antacid pills. I could sue him for that. What else, Mom? I use Roundup all the time, so I could probably sue him for that. Oh, guys, you name it. I was aboard a ship, and they had asbestos pipes, so thank God I don't have mesothelioma. Now, that's legitimate. That asbestos one's bad one, that's for sure. And I'm sure people that sprayed a lot of Roundup for crops and crop dusters and things like that definitely would be okay, I guess. It never did bother me, but knock on wood. I use it every year.
Well, I never did use much of that, but I was always that kid that always did his own brake jobs back in the day when brake shoes and disc pads had asbestos in it. So I'm just counting my lucky stars. I haven't come down to anything like that.
Oh, all of us did, Steve. Yeah, and take an air hose and blow it out. That fine dust full of asbestos. I know what you mean. And you know, if you get cancer or something from one of those things, I'm sure some of it's legitimate. But they just cram it down. And the other thing that really gets me is every commercial break on, especially the channels that older people watch like us, like at Grit TV and MeTV and stuff like that, it's Medicare every single time, and not one of them has anything to do or affiliated with the U.S. government, but they just jam Medicare. You need to get your Medicare plan through us. Every single ad. And so they always get muted. But they make it hard anymore. There's no pause before it's seamless. Now, I helped an old boy one day. I went out to the TV station. I didn't help him, really. He wanted me to see how it worked. And they had these 2-inch wide videotapes. And anytime it went to commercial, this machine would insert one of those videotapes. And it was sort of like a VCR, only huge. And they had just a big, huge line of commercials in those videotapes. And it was just totally amazing. But there was always a lag between when they'd fade to black and go to commercial. Nowadays, it's totally seamless. By law, they're not supposed to increase the audio. They passed a law, and they still do it somehow.
Everything's digital now. Everything is digitally controlled, and, you know, it's just, well, one of these days, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to make that comment, but if I fell off the grid today, I'd be fine.
I want to live like the mountain men. You ever watch that on TV? Oh, I love that show. But I don't think I could go to that extreme. They live on the subsistence there, you know, of trapping and hunting and that. They got more guts in the packing house, as far as I'm concerned. They really, really amaze me. I love that and Life Below Zero. I even like The Cowboy Way. That's a good show. But that's about the extent of our extensive watching. Steve, we're home. Getting pulled into the drive here and got to get out. And I got a ceiling fan I want to finish installing downstairs. And Bernice has got some things to do for the grandkids. So talk to you later. And have a good day. This is NGRLTR.
Tom, you have a good afternoon, too, and keep Bernice away from that TV and those commercials, bud. She's going to see you as the cash register. Yeah, have a good one. Be careful up on the ladder doing that band. I'll talk to you later. KN4, VWA, clear.
Yeah, I used to have a CDL license. I had to take 3 tests for that, and that's an easy way for me to remember cars, drugs, and lawyers. And the car I had, they come on and they're screaming at you, and I just despise that. That doesn't make people buy cars. That scares them away. All right, I'm going to shut her down. This is NGRLTR, QRT.